Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We're currently doing the chapter on performing two rakats of Fajr Salah and what should be recited in these two rakats. We're talking about the Sunnat al-Mu'akkada of Fajr Salah. So in these two rakats Sunnat, what should be recited and what time we should be performing these two rakats, Sunnat al-Mu'akkada. عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يصلي من الليل بثنا بثنا ويوتر بركعة من آخر الليل ويصلي الركعتين قبل صلاة الغداة وكأن الأذان بأذنيه متفق عليه. حضرت عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم used to perform salah at the night in units of two rakats. In other words, the tahajjud salah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be two. In other words, he would perform it two rakats at a time. So this was the tahajjud salah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he would read not just two rakats, but in twos. So two rakats. That's how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would perform his tahajjud salah. And he would add one rakat to it, making it an odd number. In other words, making it three. In the last part of the night, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would perform two rakats before Fajr Salah. This is talking about the Sunnat al-Mu'akkada. And it was as though Adhan was still in his ears. In other words, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as soon as the Muazzin would give the Adhan, he wouldn't delay performing this two rakats Sunnat of Fajr Salah. So here there's two things. One is with regards to this aspect of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performing two rakats. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would add one rakat to make it an odd number. Witr itself means odd number. In Arabic, the word witr means odd number. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would add one more rakat and make it three rakats. That's how we get three rakats, witr salah. And according to the view of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, witr salah is three rakats. It's not one rakat. However, you got Imam Shafi, Imam Malik, and Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, rahmatullah alayh. They say that witr should be a single rakat. Therefore, you find sometimes if you go to the Haram Sharif, you get an exposure to this. Then they read two rakats, and then they read one rakat on its own. Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah alayh, says, no, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam added that one rakat. So we add it to, in other words, we make it three rakats in one salah. So that's how we get our three rakats witr. Anyway, that's just by the way. The lesson that we take from here also is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wouldn't delay in performing the two rakats, sunnat of Fajr Salah. An Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana yaqra'u fi raka'atay al-fajri fi al-ula minhuma qulu amanna billahi wa ma unzila ilayna ila akhir al-ayah allati fi al-baqara wa fi al-akhirati minhuma آمنا بالله واشهد بأننا مسلمون وفي رواية وفي الآخرة التي في آل عمران تعالوا إلى كلمة سواء بيننا وبينكم رواه مسلم. These ahadith got to do with what we should be reading in the sunnah salah of Fajr, in the sunnah mu'akkada of Fajr salah. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma narrates that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to perform the two rakats of Fajr salah, he used to recite in the first rakat this ayat, Qulu amanna billahi wa ma unzila ilayna. This ayat is in the end of the first sipara. So in the first rakat, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to recite this. And in the second rakat, the ayat that has these words, Amanna billahi wa shahad bi anna muslimun. And in another riwayat, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite in the second rakat this ayat that has these words, Ta'alu ila kalimatin sawa'im bainana wa bainakum. The ayat starts like this, Qul ya ahl al-kitabi, Ta'alu ila kalimatin sawa'im bainana wa bainakum. That ayat is found in Surah Ali Imran in the third sipara. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would recite this in the Fajr Salah. There's another riwayat, inshallah we'll do it tomorrow and we'll continue. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would recite Surah Kafirun, Surah Qul Ya Ayyuhal Kafirun in the first rakat, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite Qul Huwallahu Ahad in the second rakat. So those of us that may have heard now that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to recite, so sometimes he would recite this, these ayats that we just mentioned, And sometimes Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or many times Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite Surah Kafirun and Qul huwallahu ahad in the second rakat. So therefore, we inshallah that hadith will come towards the ending of this chapter. So therefore, if you don't know these ayats, at least we should read this simple Surah Kafirun in the first rakat and Surah Ahad, Qul huwallahu ahad in the second rakat, as we'll see, and inshallah we'll explain that these ayat got to do with the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It got to do with Tawheed. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam encouraging us that start the day with Tawheed, and the same two surahs, it is encouraged to recite it also in the sunnah of Maghrib Salah. In other words, start the day with the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Start the day with the greatness of Allah, and finish the day also with the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's just that sometimes we read, we don't concentrate on what the meaning of the words are, but the words also are very, very great. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. It's a very basic, because we don't know Quran Sharif, we don't know Arabic, it's a very basic. At least we can understand the words of the azan. What is the azan telling us? What are the words of the iqamah telling us? When we are saying Allahu Akbar in salah, every time we are saying Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, what we are saying, what's the meaning of these words? So when a person concentrates on that, it has a very profound effect as far as the meaning is concerned. All the time he's speaking about the greatness of Allah, greatness of Allah, to such an extent that the greatness of Allah comes in a person's heart. He just applies his mind and he concentrates on what these words mean. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, inshallah, of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.